All right. I like Philo T. Farnsworth because he grew up in Beaver, Utah. And my grandparents lived in Beaver, Utah. And, you know, he's just a little farm boy. And he was a very curious little farm boy. And he always was wanting to try and figure things out. He lived in the early 1900s, and this was kind of coming onto the phase of radio, but they really didn't have, like, TV was a way far stretch out there. He always got the science magazines that came to the house, and he would study them. And he loved learning about just science in general, which is really cool. So when he was 14 years old, I want to read, this is a wonderful book. It's called The Boy Who Invented TV. He says, "One bright sunny day, 14-year-old Philo plowed the potato fields. It was the best chore for thinking." So notice, he did a lot of thinking, just pondering. "Out in the open country by himself, back and forth, the plow created rows of overturned earth. He looked behind him at the lines he was carving, perfectly parallel. Then he almost fell out of the plow seat. All of his thoughts fused together." So everything he'd been thinking about, boom, one moment, it just came together. "Instead of seeing rows of dirt, he saw a way to create television. Breaking down images into parallel lines of light, capturing them and transmitting them as electrons." This is a 14-year-old boy in Beaver, Utah. I mean, this isn't just because, oh, he's working at Stanford or Harvard trying to figure out the latest technology. 14-year-old boy, Beaver, Utah, in the potato fields. He had a desire to know something. He was trying to figure it out. He was processing it. And then one day in the potato fields, all the information just comes into his head. That's incredible. "So breaking down images into parallel lines of light, capturing them and transmitting them as electrons, then reassembling them for a viewer. It was done quickly enough that people's eyes could be tricked into seeing a complete picture instead of lines. Capturing light in a bottle," is what he said. So anyways, fascinating. And there's just this level of learning that I think we don't really understand is available to us, but it is.